There's a rule against alcoholic beverages. Infraternities on probation.
Say, how about joining me and my friend over there? Come on, join us in a beer, okay?
Get me another beer, Dragon Lady.
It was the greatest beer in all the world.
Just drink the fucking beer, and you'll get the hang of it.
Listen, they want us to pay for the beer we drink. You guys better split.
Why don't you just buy me a beer?
Hey, you want some help with that beer, kid?
I have respect for the beer.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
You want some of this milk?
Rather have a beer.
You want a beer, pal?
What do you drink?
I got this non-alcoholic shit.
What's that?
Like a non-alcoholic beer. It's got no alcohol.
Is it beer?
Yeah, with no alcohol.
But you drink enough, and if you drink a lot, they get you fucked up?
No, there's no alcohol. That's the fucking point.
Can't imagine ever not enjoying getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I love it. How's being sober?
Fuck, it sucks. And just like the movies, we play out our last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey everybody, this is Dustin.
And Seth.
And we are Drunk at the movies, brought to you by Bearded Owl Brewing in Peoria, Illinois. Well, this is week two of our January theme box office bombs.
We are watching some major flops and failures. And last week we watched The Adventures of Pluto Nash, which was my first time seeing the film.
Wow, that was a short week.
It feels like so long ago. It
feels like about 30 minutes ago.
And this week we are watching one of my choices, Hudson Hawk.
Yeah, this was a movie I was not familiar with. And maybe some of you at home are not familiar with it either. So before we get into talking about it, why don't you hear the preview right now?
I just got out of jail yesterday. I didn't want to steal anything. I didn't want to go to Europe. All I wanted was a cappuccino.
You still think you're the greatest cat burglar that ever lived?
You are one hell of a thief.
Hudson Hawk is an evil man.
The Big E.
I'm just some guy that's good at swiping stuff.
Eddie, we're hanging off a castle in the middle of Italy, and you're asking me how you look.
Okay. You don't gotta get tacky about it.
You look gorgeous. You look like Zorro.
Well, I didn't know.
Buongiorno.
Yeah, buongiorno. Maybe you could help me. I'm being blackmailed into robbing the Vatican by a psychotic American corporation and the CIA.
I don't,
You don't speak English? You have very beautiful eyes for a man.
Ooh, I got a bad feeling.
I can't even swim.
Hell, four will probably kill you.
Da, da, da. Oh, we ain't got
money. Oh, I was afraid you weren't going to drop by.
You may be ragged and funny.
You want to know something, Eddie?
What?
You hit like a girl!
But we'll travel along in a song.
You started the week by stealing the sports stuff and ended up by swiping the codex.
Yeah, but
what are your plans for the weekend? Hosting away the Coliseum?
Can't we just go back to the kissing part?
Slide.
Life doesn't get much better than this.
I remember that trailer very well.
Yeah.
And it made me really curious about this movie because it was billed as an action film. It was
This was on the heels of Die Hard and Die Hard 2 and Moonlighting. This is like prime 80s Willis.
This is, Look Who's Talking gave him the bright idea to start doing comedies. And this is this first attempt at like a zany comedy.
Well, did you watch Moonlighting? Because I feel like there was some comedy in that too,
I
on the big screen.
Barely remember it. I remember there was an episode where they did like a stop animation. There were dolls. There were like 3D little claymation figures. I don't know why that sticks out in my mind. Because I was five, probably.
Right.
But yeah, this was his first box office, attempt. This is his first big budget Hollywood film that he wanted to bill as a comedy.
And he had a story credit in this. He isn't one of the writers, but he provided the concept, I guess.
And Well, I'll look for moments in the film to talk about that. But yeah.
The budget was $65 million. It grossed $17 million. So again,
it was a more successful film than The Adventures of Pluto Nash.
For sure. It was released May 24th, 1991. And like we said, this is coming off of Die Hard, Die Hard 2. So Bruce Willis was a pretty big name. And I think the studio was just like, hey, what do you want to do? And he's like, well, I got this idea for this movie I want to make. They're like, great.
Well, I ran into a guy at a bar one time who played music, and we thought of a character.
Yeah.
I want to base a movie on that. Can I have 100 and what was the budget for this?
47.
Oh, is that all it was? 47
65.
Million?
I don't know where I got 47 from. Okay. Oh, doing the math, maybe. That still is wrong, but, you know.
And, well, what's the band that we have? What's the song that we have?
Oh, yeah. We have our opening credits song that you guys can listen to. And this one is from an artist named Raffaella. I'm not sure. It's not like the children's singer Raffy. It's not Baby Beluga.
Okay.
Or Down by the Bay. Did you ever sing those songs?
I did not.
Where the Watermelon Grow. Back to My Home.
I heard of them. My parents were not into Raffy, so okay. I
loved those Hawaiian t-shirts like Peter Boyle in The Adventures of Pluto Nash. All right, well, our song is from Raffaella, and it's called Bruce Willis. So, I mean,
a good pick.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to let you guys enjoy that, and then we'll be back to tell you all about our beer as we start the movie here on Drunk at the Movies.
Living the dream, holding back screams, still floating. Soaps the water, floating. I'm high and I'm free, but they're all looking at me. Kill us like fucking Bruce Willis. Broken the Gucci, pretend that I'm bougie to fool you. All that is if it's American Joseph cookies. My straight jacket form gives me cold zero. Walking the Gucci, pretend that I'm bougie to fool.
Seth, that is the best song about Bruce Willis that I am aware of.
I agree. And I love the sound of it, too. That is a great song. It's a great pick. And it pairs well with what are we drinking
this week? We are drinking Grounds for Divorce. Now, we know Bruce Willis personally, have all dealt with divorce. And I think the character may be going through one, too. I can't remember totally. But I think something gets mentioned in the movie
about him at some point.
Like maybe he's been divorced.
Yeah.
So we're going with this American stout. It comes in at 7.5%. And it says this roasty coffee stout was conditioned on vanilla beans and cinnamon sticks, creating a well-balanced swirl of all things delicious. This year's version features locally roasted coffee beans from Broken Tree.
Mm-hmm.
So I had not had this yet, but I think they put it on back in mid-December, and I've been looking forward to it.
To prepare for this film, I had a cappuccino earlier.
Nice.
And this beer is delicious.
Yeah, I figured if he's obsessed about cappuccino, we had to have a coffee beer. So, if you guys are ready, we're ready. So get your copy of Hudson Hawk or find it online or do whatever you got to do. And hit play. Well, now I should say there's a different menu. There's one that pops up and it says, hey, you want to watch this in widescreen or full screen? Well, we're not weirdos, so we hit widescreen because,
why was that ever even an option?
Why would you want it's
and
an
also
old DVD,
if you wanted to watch the trailer with us, you can't find it on the DVD because the theatrical trailers option only has trailers of other Bruce Willis movies.
Yeah. Did I mention the trailer? I don't think I did.
No, that's right. We have to talk about the trailer.
Well, yeah. So the trailer that we tried to watch, you guys are going to listen to it right now.
You know what? We did mention the trailer.
I thought we did.
I talked about how... So what, you just heard it twice. That's twice. Because fuck editing.
No.
We're drunk. What do you want us to do about it?
Right.
So I hope you enjoyed both trailers of Hudson Hawk.
We gave you the extended cut. Now we're going to watch the director's commentary and talk over the commentary track. Just kidding.
But did we mention the trailer?
And the wheels on the bus, they fall right off. All right. Hit play on your Hudson Hawk DVD in 3, 2, 1. Bada bing, bada boom. Now, we get the FBI warning. Fear not, listeners. I purchased this DVD. We are not doing anything illegal.
And now we're playing it on the internet illegally.
The
trailer we might get in trouble for, like we did for the one Psycho trailer, the first Psycho trailer.
Honestly, I think the studio is going to be happy we're giving this movie any attention that they probably wouldn't seek us out. Oh, here's a classic logo from my youth, the TriStar Pictures Pegasus. Look at
this
that
is,
shit.
I believe, TriStar's last film before they merged.
Yes, before they merged.
Dun, 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 dun. A Beavis and Butthead moment.
Ah, it's a Disney movie.
And we go into a storybook. Of course, we go past the first few pages.
Long ago, the Duke of Milan commissioned a little...
Them Duke boys was at it again.
Right.
...a statue of a horse. The time was 1481. The artist was...
Columbus sailed the ocean for fun.
None.
The guy on the donkey is just a guy on a donkey.
Ha!
Anyway,
the guy on the donkey is just a guy on a donkey.
It is a guy on a donkey.
There he is.
And it was going to be donkey the show. Largest bronze statue ever built.
Hey, it's Jabba's Palace.
Wouldn't you know it?
And there's Ben Kenobi.
Yeah.
So William Conrad is our narrator here.
So Da Vinci decided to create...
I don't know why we know him, so I'm looking it up.
There's the Monty Python foot.
Oh, he's the fat man from Jake and the Fat Man. Hey, have you ever seen that show, Jake and the Fat Man? Guess which one I am.
Something much more than bronze.
Leonardo!
Silver?
A blessing.
When I first saw this movie, when I rented it, thinking, who knows, maybe it was actually good, because there was no IMDb at this point. And I thought, I got this far into it and thought, who knows, this could be kind of a funny film. It's, you know.
Yeah. Jason Mantzoukas as Jesus.
It had kind of an immediate Princess Bride kind of feel to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting that. And I don't know if that's going to work in its favor or not, but...
Do large gears make you think of
Santa Claus the movie?
3? Oh, yes, yes, that's the other one.
I'm waiting for the elves to come out.
Andy McDowell,
and
she's
John
lucky.
Lithgow, yes.
To have had a career after this.
Thoughts on Andy McDowell?
I think that she was excellent in Sex, Lies, and Videotape and Groundhog Day, so I'm not going to hold her...
accountable.
I'm not going to say that I've heard bad things about her from people.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I've heard people say they just don't like her for whatever reason, and I like her.
We did Groundhog Day last year on Groundhog Day. It was very meta.
This has a Supergirl 3 feel to it already. Because that's what would happen.
Pink Floyd.
Let's listen to Dark Side of the Moon, yeah. See if it matches up.
Man, I wish psychedelic rock was invented right now. I'll invent it.
Yeah.
I'm Leonardo da Vinci.
He's got the round sunglasses and the Jesus beard, so...
Oh, that's an everlasting gobstopper.
It's a 48-sided die.
Richard E. Grant. He is the John Lithgow of this movie. He is going to chew up that scenery. Honestly, though, I think everybody in this movie... kind of does, aside from Andy McDowell.
This was a...
But she does in one scene.
Oh, my God.
This movie is just nothing but weird overacting.
And that was really its major problem, is that... I mean, the script wasn't great, but if done different... I mean, this is the same writer as Die Hard.
Yeah.
And Die Hard 2.
And Heathers, right?
And Heathers. No, the same director as Heathers.
Okay.
Stephen De Souza, if that's how you pronounce his name.
Okay.
Wrote this and the first two Die Hard movies.
So we're still hanging out with Leonardo da Vinci, and you're like, where's Bruce Willis? Frank Stallone.
Yeah. With there are some brother self-references within the film that match up with the Hollywood industry.
There's no subtitles right now either. They're evidently speaking Italian, and we don't need to know what they're saying.
I think they're just walking around showing off the set design. Which is not bad.
Yeah. David Willis is an executive producer. Is that Bruce's brother?
I would assume.
His real name. Oh, look, there's a guy up there measuring things probably for paintings or something. Maybe it's Michelangelo, the other Ninja Turtle.
Oh, yeah, we've had two Ninja Turtle consecutive references in episodes.
Yep, yep, yep.
We have to look out for Raphael and Donatello.
D-U-R-D-L-E power.
Or Vanilla Ice.
In the half shell, they're the heroes for. In this day and age, who could ask for more?
Oh, here's a joke. Because it's the Mona Lisa.
First real joke of the movie.
Oh, but she got a fucked up grill. I get back to you. You still sit here until I'm ready to paint you.
Right, she's been hanging out there all day. And what, that's the first time he's seen her smile? He's been working on that painting
exactly.
For how many weeks?
What is this, Pluto Nash with jokes like this?
And also the Mona Lisa is significantly smaller than that. I saw it on Drunk History.
So we got a flying machine here.
So this guy didn't expect to be launched into the air.
I bet he's laying
on it. He's protesting.
Yes.
And Leonardo is just like, fuck it, go.
You are now the Hudson Hawk. You soar like bird.
Da Vinci was an asshole, apparently. Oh, now he's... All right,
yeah.
He's cool with it.
Now he's going to go deliver toys to the kids. And that is how Santa Claus came to be. Oh, I broke it.
I had one of those puzzles when I was a kid. You have to put it back together again.
Yeah. He's like, I wish that thing was a bird. Oh.
Beastmaster. Oh, produced by Joe Silver, no wonder.
Yeah. Now we get our exposition. Sing, sing.
Sing, sing. Sing, sing.
Uh-huh. And they actually show a bird, just in case we don't know what a hawk is.
I can't remember if I've asked you in a past episode. Have you seen Beastmaster? Did you watch that over and over as a kid?
No, I did not. But I met Mark Singer. We talked about
We've
that
talked about
Flash
this
Gordon.
Like four episodes. Yeah. I bring it up every episode.
So this is his parole officer escorting him out?
Now, Bruce Willis and Danny... this isn't Danny. Yeah, never mind. We'll get to him later.
Yeah. All right, so he's the greatest cat burglar ever.
As your parole officer, I found you a job.
No way.
It's a terrific job. An auction house. One night's work and you're free.
Doesn't sound on the level.
No, it doesn't. What do you know? A corrupt cop.
I want to teach a handicapped how to yodel. I ain't stealing no more.
I want to teach a handicapped how to yodel.
Yep.
A handicapped.
Just one.
You know what? Pluto Nash, it took 41 minutes for me to declare this movie would not hold up today. I'm going in.
7 minutes, 20 seconds.
A handicapped.
They just made a Woodsy the Owl reference, though. Does that make up for it? No?
Nope.
Okay.
But what does make up for it are the piercings in his left ear, which Eddie Murphy also had in Pluto Nash.
Yeah, that means you're not gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do it yourself. I had both of mine.
Wait, this movie was rated R. Why did they just dubbed it Do It Yourself over Go Fuck Yourself? He clearly said Go Fuck Yourself.
Yeah, that's...
And then it was like, Do It Yourself.
That's an interesting choice.
Like a kung fu film. I feel like I'm repeating myself from last week, but again, this movie is shot like it has the camp of a rated G film.
Yeah.
The tone is so rated G, but this, I mean, it's, there are what, 44 kills in this movie?
Mm-hmm. Hey, there's Madonna's dad.
That's the first thing I did.
Hope he doesn't preach.
So here, and is it Danny Aiello or Danny?
Danny Aiello.
Aiello.
No, like, say like...
Like, I'm a yellow?
I'm yellow.
I'm
bad
yellow.
English. I yellow.
I yellow.
There you go.
Danny, I yellow.
Yeah.
All right. Got it.
Are you orange?
No.
And Danny,
I'm Danny,
I yellow.
I yellow. So he and Bruce Willis were really good friends and wanted to be, like, from before either one of them had any recognition at all in Hollywood, and they wanted to be in a movie together. And so
this is just them fucking around,
yes,
basically.
This is them hamming it up for the camera. Bruce Willis was writing the script on set. He was rewriting jokes and having them write the script around his ideas because he was just, you know...
Hot shit back then.
Yeah, he got to do what he wanted to do.
Bone some chicks and play Nintendo.
What's Nintendo?
Oh...
Just get me there at 5.
He doesn't know Nintendo.
The first
topical
of many Nintendo references. Oh, and he just mentioned cappuccino, so let's have a drink.
Anytime you see a cappuccino or the word is said,
and
take
he said
a drink.
It, and now he's going to try to drink it.
Any trouble checking out?
Not much. Kids just trying to blackmail me into doing a job.
Do I sense a running joke? I think I sense a running joke.
Ear for a beer, rat bastard? I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. So many lines in this movie.
Five Tone
so
Bar,
because
he's Tommy Five Tones, right?
Yes.
I know Tommy Two Tone. This guy's 3 times better than Tommy Two Tone.
I know Johnny Two Times.
Yeah. And, I just kept waiting for him to pull out a harmonica and start singing any minute because he was kind of known for doing that.
I was expecting
Planet
this to be
Hollywood.
The House of Blues, actually.
Yeah.
That's how this movie got made. He was a bartender before he was an actor, as many actors are, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And many an actor. He was talking to... I don't know this full story well, so this is a dumbed-down version of it. But he had a friend who hung out at the bar who played... No, he... a band came in and played music, and Bruce Willis started playing harmonica with the band.
Okay.
Just kind of out of the blue. And the band talked to him afterward. They became friends, and they wrote a song about this character, Hudson Hawk.
Okay.
They made up this character, wrote a song about it, and he told the guy, if I ever make it, I'm going to make a movie about this character. And true to his word, they did.
Cappuccino shot out of his hand. In a busy place. That seems terribly unsafe.
Nobody noticed. Nobody got shot.
Because a silencer was on it.
Oh, so nobody noticed
the
exploding
glass.
Yeah, nobody hears
the choo-choo.
Or the guy that pulled a gun out of his vest.
That looks just like Sylvester Stallone.
Why won't you do the auction? Now, I don't know how this works. Who's the more attractive Stallone? And it's not that I can't tell when a man's attractive, but I can't tell when a Stallone is attractive.
All right. At this point in time, it might be Frank, because you can understand him better. He doesn't sound like he has brain damage. He looks enough like Sly. but I don't know if he has the charisma.
Yeah.
You know,
you're right. That's it. He's missing. He doesn't got that.
He doesn't have it. Straight sell spatulas. You know, Caesar. Oh, they're the Mario Brothers. There was a Nintendo reference earlier.
Nintendo reference.
Now the Mario Brothers.
So we drink to a Nintendo reference.
Slurp my butt. Have you lovely ladies tried our house wine? I think you'll enjoy it. Bruce Willis just said, slurp my butt. Enough.
And one of the Mario Brothers just got abused, which is another running joke. He just, I'm going to put you on trial. And I promise you, my friend, don't be... Just somehow got, like, physically assaulted.
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Just like Kyle Secor in that
He's
shot.
Still chewing his spaghetti.
Detective Bayless.
All right, nothing to see.
Nothing to see, just guys getting hit with wine bottles and guns going off.
Oh, and there's the parole officer.
The finger... Shoot. Finger gun, that's what it's called. Witchcraft. Well, I've hit that point, as I did last episode, where I just start mixing up words and say things like game replay instead of mega replay.
Now, here's one of the running gags. Danny Aiello will name a song. I have to say it like
Borat. How do you say it?
Danny Aiello and Hudson Hawk, he knows the length of all the songs because that's how he times out his heists, rather than bring a Walkman with him.
Which is the coolest heist movie idea
or
I've ever seen.
Or a stopwatch. No, I have to sing along to a specific song that is that exact time.
He's the multitasking cat burglar who doesn't need gadgets to rely upon. He just, you know, does it all internally.
But we got this this plan here. Oh, you got a plan.
Line.
That was a Pluto Nash pause. What the hell am I doing? I'm getting ready to do some crime. Go rob some fakakta horse. I don't think that's how you spell fakakta. Get myself
a daily fartacat.
Fartacat. Fartacat. I didn't fart no cat.
Ain't farting on no snare drum.
That's 5 seconds. My record's 18. Just funny. You think this is some kind of fucking joke, huh?
Hey, that's my lamp.
Bruce Willis has a clause in his contract where he gets upset and throws things around the room. I'm editing a video. This is a De Niro moment. He throws shit around in all the Die Hard movies. He throws the TV and
throws Haley Joel Osment in Sixth Sense.
He's got to throw something in Sixth Sense.
You know, they're not going to let you walk away from this job, kid.
You know what? He punches a window in Sixth Sense. Okay. He ghost punches the window.
Ghost punch. It's a deadly fatality. You
think you still got it, honey? Yeah. Making up words again. Afraid of. Hey, he's got a Rocketeer backpack. Did you see that?
Mac the Knife. I only have eyes for you.
My Tommy, I didn't know you cared. And here's the exposition where we find out that they sing songs to time the heists.
Xanadu. That's an ELO song. Star Spangled Banner. Whitney Houston, Super
Bowl 17. How you doing? 7 minutes, 17 seconds. You're full of shit, man. So not only does he have to remember the times of all these songs, he has to remember all the lyrics.
Yeah.
So if this were a modern day film, they would explain this as a superpower that was caused by autism. Because that's what the Predator did, that's what the Accountant did. Major
Velvet. So they're now on the roof in their cleaning pool boy clothes.
Now pay close attention to how little attention they've paid to the details of this heist. Bruce Willis seems completely surprised by everything Danny Aiello.
There you go.
Danny Aiello does.
Now they're going to tighten up this rope and they're going to walk across it.
Didn't tie it off at all.
Barely.
Hey, Tommy. What? Give me one good reason why we're up here. I can give you two. Anthony Mario and Cesar Mario.
All right, Mario Brothers. That's a Nintendo reference.
Five balls if we don't do the job. I see. Let me ask something else. Why? You have dinner tonight? Why? Because this rope only holds 900 pounds.
So they didn't know that going into it? He didn't tell his partner in crime what, how much this rope would...
Hey, you fat fuck. How much
weight it would support. Yeah. Fat shaming was really hip at one point in time.
Also, because he's Italian. Because his name's Danny Aiello. Come on,
covering our tracks. We leave through the basement.
This isn't something they discussed on the way into this heist, right, is what they were going to do with the rope after they crossed. They just discussed nothing.
Yeah.
They didn't. They had to talk about how they're going to time the heist, like he doesn't know it.
What? Better make the hole a little bigger. No, don't worry, bonehead. I'm wearing my girdle.
Man, they're camping it up.
Yeah.
Now,
Is that a creature from the Dark Crystal on the right?
Oh, I wish we could. I want to go back.
No, that's a weird-looking horse.
Oh, the horse. You're right. It's one of the Buddhist
Skeksis.
The mystics.
Yeah, okay,
the Skeksis were mystics were the good guys.
That chair looks like it's an exhibit, and I was confused when he sat down on it. Like, that's a special blue chair. You shouldn't sit on the furniture in an art museum.
He goes over and pees in the toilet that's on display for the...
Here we go.
A lot of Wong numbers.
Chinese phone book joke. Look up chin. She's got more chins than a Chinese phone book. That's a Bloodhound Gang lyric.
Oh, I thought they must have ripped it off of Fat from Even Worse. I got more chins than Chinatown.
Yeah. That's not how you ride a skateboard.
No, it also made a lot of noise for cat burglars.
Right.
Skateboards in a completely silent hallway.
Yeah, and he's just sitting on it. Like, I feel he would be visible above the window.
Yeah. Hi, I'm a heist movie. I feature scenes where people are really loud.
Yeah.
And security guards who are luckily distracted by something else instead of looking at the screen.
They just bought those skateboards. Look at those wheels.
They record everything.
That deck hasn't been used at all.
Yes, I can see that, Master Thief.
Certainly hasn't been used in the last 25 years.
Yeah.
Am I boring you, smartass?
Hey, Jerry, check out Big Stan.
Oh, they're drinking Budweisers.
Watch this.
We'll scare that fat piece of shit.
Big Stan!
Oh my god. Fuck, you broke the chair.
Waking up made him kind of weigh more.
Yeah, how's that work?
The chair says, oh my god, I can't handle this guy waking up.
You think it's all by yourself?
Yeah. Good play, Junior.
We got about 5 minutes and change.
5:32, swinging on a star.
Oh, here we go.
Something while you're inside. It's
this scene, folks, if you're watching at home.
See, he just said you could get a watch.
It's painful.
This is one of the more memorable scenes of the movie.
Would you like to swing on a star?
And just to prepare you, they don't just do it once. It happens again later.
And be better off than you are. Or won't you rather be a mule?
No.
They mean a drug smuggler?
This song is so stupid.
And I don't know why the director went with the choice of playing the song along with them.
Yeah,
if they would have played this straight.
It. Yeah.
Dumb as an idea as it is. I don't know if that sentence made sense. Right. I've been drinking. I feel like there was a way to do this scene and make it like, all right, that's kind of fun and quirky. If they were just singing it and the music wasn't playing with it and... every character here weren't hamming.
And his little giggle, his little hand to the mouth giggle as he runs away.
Cat burglars do that. Yeah. Catwoman doesn't even giggle.
Yeah.
You can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets.
I feel like I'm in a Disney movie. That kind of singing.
I think Bruce Willis thinks he is too.
He later was. He was in The Kid, which I really like.
I didn't see it.
You can borrow it. It is one of my favorite live-action Disney movies. And one of the last times that Bruce Willis played kind of a redeemable asshole in a movie. Sometimes he just comes off kind of as an asshole.
Bill Murray is like one of the few actors who can really play a redeemable asshole by the end. Like Tom Hanks,
like
Bill
Vincent,
Murray.
He's still doing it.
St. Vincent, Stripes, Groundhog Day, Scrooged.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Bruce Willis just seems mad a lot.
Oh, they're still doing the song, huh?
Yeah. You could be better than you are. And they're just hanging out because they got to finish the song.
And I always assumed this of movies that were made from like the early to late 80s. And this came out in 90, I believe, maybe 91. I think 90.
Yeah, 91.
91. I wonder how much cocaine had to do with this movie.
Oh, cappuccino.
You think that's strange? Check out Scream 2.
Hey, that's us. not to be confused with Michael Caine.
Mm-hmm. Michael Caine does all his singing in The Muppet Christmas Carol.
On Michael Caine.
I did not sing.
Yes.
In like Flint.
It's the other thing that cat burglars are known for. Being loud as shit.
Yeah, and the Three Stooges head bonk sound effects.
Yeah, nice coconut sound effect, as Michael J. Nelson put it.
Get up, you're embarrassing me.
Yeah, uh-huh. Why didn't you shoot them when you had the chance?
Yeah.
Hey, it's the Nakatomi Plaza office.
Go. It's a piggy with that. Come on, Steve. Come on.
Now they don't have their line.
You how happy I am that we covered our tracks.
And we're about to see one of the weirdest scene transition match cuts.
I was so confused. And this happens more than once in the movie.
And later on, when the director should have used a match cut, he didn't.
Yeah. So, I hadn't seen this movie until I did my prep watch. And so they jump off this building, and you're expecting them to crash through a canopy.
And we'll see them on the sidewalk.
Right.
But for no reason.
And then... now he's in a chair reacting like he just fell out of the sky.
And nobody gives a shit that that happened. I mean, it's such a weird meta, unnecessary,
and he even went
appropriate moment.
Like, yeah. He reacted to it. I know what I like. So in the context of the scene, did they just like pick him up and throw him in the chair? Is there a hole in the ceiling above him?
Did he just fall in from the condo above?
No.
Or hotel room, whatever the fuck this is.
I'm Snidely Whiplash.
Man.
Oh, he called him Jeeves.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have his own search engine soon.
Exquisite. But not for long.
Not for long.
Commission for the Duke of Milan.
This is one of those movies that weirdly
Japan.
crept into the 90s from the 80s. Like, you can feel the 80s, but see the 90s.
Yeah, it didn't really start being the 90s until like 93, 94.
Yeah.
Once Nirvana hit.
I feel like the 90s in the film industry.
Oh, shit.
Suddenly the tone of the movie changes. It could have been rated G up until this moment.
Yeah, because they even dubbed out the F word.
Yeah, it was like they were or PG at the...
first cut. first cut.
For his dry British humor. Yes.
Well, that's fun. Impractical. I don't see how that worked, but that was cool.
It's, you know, Taxi Driver started it, I think. I'm sure it came before Taxi Driver, but they made it cool.
But with a blade?
But why?
Yeah.
It seems unnecessary.
Hawk.
Yo,
that's armadillo. What is that next paperweight.
Thing? Yeah.
It's weird. Both of our eyes went there. That's how disinteresting this movie
is. What's with the multicolored armadillo on the bar?
Mrs. Lincoln at the Ford Theater and said, "How was the show? Did I miss anything?"
Cappuccino.
That's the third time he has gone for a cappuccino and didn't have a cappuccino.
Look how big that machine is,
Gates
though.
Was killed. So who do we send a thank you note to? Butler did it. That was across
the cappuccino machines aren't that big now, right? Looks like a big gold dildo at the end of the bar.
Yeah, this is another one of those movies with a lot of unnecessary subliminal sexual references, undertones, and overtones.
Oh, wait. Did Da Vinci make that cappuccino machine? Is that why
probably.
It looks like that?
I think Da Vinci made
horse
everything.
Things. They talk about his dick.
You got me. Morning edition. It says here two thieves attempted to steal it.
Oh, they have the cops on the front page.
It will be ready for tonight. Attempted? I don't want to steal the goddamn thing in the first place, but I do have my pride. I don't understand. Well, why try? Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Forget about it.
I'm Danny Aiello.
Butler's forcing me to steal something.
I hope the pitcher on the table turns into a Kool-Aid man and just, like, ups.
Oh, speaking of Kool-Aid man, I hope you all got to experience it for yourselves last month, but Little John put out a Christmas song with the Kool-Aid man, and it was made by Kool-Aid, and it was the fucking best piece of advertising I have seen in a long time. I love the Geico ads and how absurd and just ridiculous they usually are and subversive, but this Kool-Aid ad was great because, one, it was Little John shouting, yeah, and the Kool-Aid man going, oh yeah, it's a match made in heaven. And then you have these crunk beats playing over it, and it's Kool-Aid Man dancing around. It's great. Just look it up. I think it's called All I Really Want for Christmas. Oh, yeah.
And we are not drinking Kool-Aid right now, so that's not like an endorsement.
No, but I will drink that Kool-Aid any day. I drink your Kool-Aid. Oh, Annie McDowell's getting goosebumps.
I drink her Kool-Aid.
They're exchanging glances.
Do you know who the first actress was cast?
Was it Isabella Rossellini?
It's so weird to me.
It is, but I can see how her as an actress in the role would make more sense in other times that we haven't got to. Hey, there's David Caruso.
And
he should take those sunglasses off.
In a weird Harpo Marx role, and I truly believe, I'm not just forcing the reference because I'm such a Marx Brothers fan, I think that he was the basis, and I'll explain every time it's on. But, you know, first of all, he doesn't speak at all. That's right. The obvious Harpo Marx reference.
Oh, this guy. His overselling here.
Yeah. I think of all the overacting in this movie, it's hard to know.
He just licked his lips for no reason.
Here's the weird thing, and I know, again, a lot of people I've heard aren't big fans of Andie MacDowell. She's probably the best actor in this movie.
Yeah.
Because she's playing it the way it should be played. She's actually downplaying.
She had been in St. Elmo's Fire, I think, was like her first big role.
And that's right.
That would have been mid-80s. Mm-hmm. Joel Schumacher movie. And she, at that time, was pretty much just a model. And then that was like her first foray into acting. And then you saw her a lot until about mid-90s, late 90s.
Yeah.
And then I don't really see her in anything.
Yeah. And we just saw the Mystics portrait again.
100 million cards. And here's Richard E. Grant making an entrance. Mr. Darwin Mayflower. And here comes Sandra Bernhardt.
100 million and
possibly the most appropriately cast person in this entire
movie. If you want an obnoxious woman character in this time frame, yep.
If you want someone who simultaneously is oozing with sex appeal and doesn't have a whole lot of traditional sex appeal, you go to Sandra Bernhardt. Hey, we needed that. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
First time I saw this.
Honey Bunny?
Thought they were brother and sister.
Yeah.
Even at that moment, yep. I was like, are they just weird brother and sister?
I kind of did too. Uh-oh. The guard's after. And she wasn't even looking. She wasn't even looking in their direction. How did she know he was approaching from behind?
A scanner's moment. There it was.
Yeah.
Dude, look. How did they plant that bomb?
I don't know. I don't know.
The auctioneer.
That wasn't... he was a robot? I don't know.
Okay.
But now... She
can't move. Bruce Willis also has in his contract, he has to do that jump. The jump off of 2 feet. Yeah, 2 feet and then hug you as I...
You didn't have to do that. No, I meant like I could have just sidestepped it.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
that was in the script. Because danger, Doc, is my middle name. Oh. The TriStar mascot.
Coming back for its revenge. Star.
Fuck you, you're the reason we had to merge.
Uh-oh. That's never good to wake up to in an ambulance is laughter.
That's it, Eddie. Crazy way of covering our tracks.
The Mario Brothers got him.
Man, that ambulance driver is just all over the road.
I know. Like, I feel those should have a good center of gravity. And then he just got how many hypodermic needles? Why are those even out like that?
Another brother is continuously hurt in the movie drink.
Oh, and here's the scene from the trailer.
So weird.
He is on a bed sheet.
Did we show the trailer?
Yes.
We should have shown the trailer.
Well, we didn't show it, but we played it. Menthol. Oh.
That's a funny joke.
Yeah.
Because he's holding on for dear life at 75 miles per hour.
It's a brand new tuxedo. Are you going to
die? That's the weirdest line.
That is, ever. Right? Like, hey, do you need a ride? Would have been funnier.
Yeah. Like, what kind of car is that?
Can we give you a lift? And then he'd have probably said, like, give me 5 minutes, babe. You know, because it's Bruce Willis in 91 or something.
Right.
and it'd been like, oh yeah, he's gonna go fuck them, but are you gonna die? That's yeah. That's
and she really says it weird. With a smile and like
yeah, her and her, yeah, her and her friend are hanging out.
Because so many ambulances have rainbow
I noticed that too.
Hooder, what's it called? Thing. Fucking whatever.
They're very progressive.
What?
He's paying his toll.
Makes it perfectly.
That's... Oh.
What a weird laugh.
He still has the needles in his face.
Again, I feel like I'm watching a children's show.
Yeah, this is like Baby's Day Out. Or, you know,
that might be the worst critique a movie can receive. This
that's
is
a John
like
Hughes movie.
I know, it's sad.
But Joe Mantegna and I think Joey Pants,
it's,
maybe?
Yeah, that's one of those movies and that all actors those do because they had kids or grandkids.
Slapstick blunders, you know. Oh, here's the Candy Bar Club. Yep, we saw them earlier.
It's Harpo again. Whose name is Kit Kat, by the way.
It's like The Matrix.
That's twice.
Yeah.
In one movie that he did the.
Oh, we got the F word there.
Yeah, you can say the F word yeah. randomly throughout this movie.
Where the hell did she come from? Oh, she's from Orange is the New Black. She plays V.
Our code names were diseases. Do you know what it's like being called chlamydia?
Why would you call yourself chlamydia? Right. There are so many diseases to choose from.
I'd call myself
anthrax.
Yeah,
that sounds cool as shit.
That's a good band. All right, and this guy always played football players. He's been in...
With mullets.
He's been in at least...
My name's Butterfinger.
Three football movies? He was in Necessary Roughness.
Great movie.
Scott Bakula, Kathy Ireland, Sinbad. Vehicle.
Rob Schneider.
Yeah. He was also in The Program with James Caan.
Okay.
Where he played a juice head football player. And then he was also in Any Given Sunday, the Oliver Stone one.
And
he does look like a Brian Bosworth type from back in that day. Just like the big, huge guy. He was probably a college football player.
Yeah.
Hurt himself. Couldn't do anything athletically. So he's like, oh, go into acting. I don't think he's doing anything these days.
I don't think he ever expected he'd be on set with Bruce Willis and James Coburn and David Caruso.
Right. He got older. Didn't have the hulking figure anymore. And... You know, those roles dry up.
He hit a growth spurt. His voice cracked.
But yeah, this is several years before David Caruso would do NYPD Blue.
Yeah, this is before anybody knew who David Caruso was.
Or CSI. But yeah, I mean, NYPD Blue is what he did first.
Another movie he was in that people forget about, he was in Twins. He was the...
With Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Parking attendant
really?
In that movie.
I haven't seen that movie in a long
time. Gets killed by that one guy.
Not that guy.
Yeah, the guy that was in Airheads.
Oh.
Also directed by Michael Lehman to bring it back.
Boom.
To.
Brought it back.
What are we watching? The Last Boy Scout? Hudson.
I was watching James Coburn's teeth. Why? Okay.
It's like a reverse Nosferatu.
Yeah. Why did he not notice a thing of packing peanuts? Also, packing peanuts, I hate them.
They taste like shit.
They do. I remember making a joke one time because we'd get a lot of stuff sent to us at the record store and there would be boxes of packing peanuts. Well, some of them came in like they looked like Cheetos. And I was like, hey, I just got a free box of white cheddar Cheetos. They taste like shit, though. And it was just those weird styrofoam packing
peanuts. God, I wish we had white cheddar Cheetos.
Yeah, we don't. Those don't even look good. Those look more like salt and pepper, though.
Tastes like styrofoam.
But yeah, they're stuck to his head. That happened every time I would take an order out. Like, they would be stuck to my arms.
Just like his hairpiece.
Yeah. This is one of the few times you'll see Bruce Willis with hair. No way. Way. Welcome to Rome, sir. You again?
That was a good Bruce Willis impression. I thought that was actually the movie.
Yeah.
You sounded like him.
You again?
I mean, I was trying to do a Bruce Willis. I wasn't making fun of you.
No, it's okay. I got it.
I sounded like the hipster from Zoolander 2 for a second there.
Man, you guys are dope. I fucking hate you guys.
You're referencing the sequel.
It unfortunately wasn't very good.
Yeah. All right, so this is an interesting device in the car.
Why did you duck at the auction house, asshole?
but actually useful if you're a villain.
He got a fax in his car and then shredded it out onto the street.
And it came out of a pipe.
Yeah.
Not a tailpipe, but some kind of an accessory on a car decoration. I don't know. I don't know anything about cars.
Yeah. I don't think a fax machine is something you get very often. That's very modern looking. Mugatu. It's another Zoolander reference for you. I've got the power. She's singing Snap. I can't think of that song without thinking of Big Al ads on KZ93 from the days of our youth.
I can't think of that song without being at Big Al's from the days of our youth.
Oh, there's a child in a turban.
Hasn't been done since Temple of Doom.
Yeah. Ball ball.
Gee, I wonder if that'll be a joke later.
Yeah, maybe.
What's with the statues playing fucking arm wrestling arm in the wrestling, background?
Yeah. So, I mostly knew her as a kid from Roseanne.
Yeah.
She played Roseanne's obnoxious friend in like the middle seasons, I believe. But she was a, you know, comedian. The sound effect on that is used in Austin Powers.
Yes, that is whenever he
Basil exposition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Happiness comes from the achieving of goals. That's when you know you watch a lot of movies, folks, is when you hear a sound effect, and this is the second time it's happened.
We did it in the Santa Claus.
That it's like, I know that sound effect. And yeah.
And what's funny is it was a triangle because I associated it with Superman 3, you associated it with Atari, and then that brought it back for, I was like, that's right, it was in that too.
Up, ball balls.
Jeez. Yeah.
Chopper, sick balls.
I thought of that too.
Bunny ball ball.
I think Bunny's got today's ball balls.
Bad Bunny.
Oh, Bunny, you weren't that bad. Just two more minutes. I was so close.
I almost came in that dog's mouth. That's funny, right?
I don't care.
Right?
You
no?
To jail,
did I fart?
Fart a cat? You farted a cat.
Keep you company. You're young enough to still enjoy shanking child molesters for a pack of smokes.
What?
I don't know, but Richard Tell E. Grant is loving it.
We'll go in knowing the next time he gets out will be to attend his own funeral. Depressing?
I was thinking of UHF, where the cheek gets stretched.
Wouldn't waste the time for the phone call. You don't have any proof.
Aha! The magic word.
Every line in this movie is delivered like it's the catchphrase of the movie.
Well, apparently,
Kaplan and his CIA candy bar.
Richard Grant hates the movie.
Yeah,
he hated it like before it even came out.
Yeah,
and was just like slandering it.
But he and Sandra Bernhard became good friends on the set, and apparently have always had a pretty solid friendship.
But yeah, he's done a lot of different stuff, but most recently he was in several episodes of Doctor Who a few years ago. Now he's at the Vatican. Do you recognize them?
Are those the Matrix Reloaded
twins? No.
The vampire twin things?
Think Judge Reinhold in a pirate outfit.
I might not have seen it.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, okay. I honestly, I saw Fast Times.
Is this
Times
fish? Once I get blemishes
as a teenager. It just
okay,
and it didn't stick for some reason.
They are the annoying twin customers in Fast Times at Ridgemont High that choose not to eat at the fish place.
Okay,
yeah.
It looked like if they bulked up, maybe they were the vampire.
I think
twins.
Blonde Mike Ditka is behind him.
I don't
speak English.
It's okay, Colonel. Just keep an eye on all the art.
Now, that's a different line than what was in the trailer. They must have had multiple takes of that.
Yep. I love when I notice that in movies.
What's funny, the most recent use of that is Ralph Breaks the Internet. They had a trailer, and there was a scene where they go in this computer game where they feed pancakes or milkshakes to like a rabbit or a cat or something like that. And it was, that's all this preview was them in this game. So the whole movie goes, and that scene isn't in the movie. And then in the middle of the credits, they pop up and they're like, oh, are people mad we didn't, like, they walk into that room and they're like, oh, we didn't do this. And people are probably mad because it wasn't in the movie or something. So then, like, they work that scene into the credits because it wasn't in the actual movie.
And I have to wonder.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Was that written the intentionally?
The original plan?
Yeah. Is that a reference to Hollywood, or is that something that sort of happened organically while making the movie?
Oh, looky, looky. There she is, and there he is. It's a forced meet cute. Because he's not expecting to see her. But we find out she's totally expecting to see him.
Yes, she is some sort of a double agent.
But she's playing it off. You should probably get that checked out. I mean, I should get that checked out.
As you know, the Da Vinci Code
you want to check it out?
Has been in the Vatican for centuries and will continue to live here for centuries more.
That's what you think.
Question, sir?
Why would he go that high?
Yeah.
His entire that's what you think.
Is he already trying to blame this little girl by making his voice really high?
And even the tank. These more dangerous designs.
That's the only thing I can think of. Oh no, an elephant. This thing's kind of weird, right?
And such a weird joke that this girl enjoys abusing her stuffed animal, but then she's concerned about her stuffed animal.
Yeah. Oh, the gas mask.
What's the matter? Something wrong?
Quickly, come with me.
Apparently that girl is friends with the Kardashians.
Really?
Yeah. That's an IMDb fact about that girl. Because I looked her up to see if she went on to do anything else. And she's been on at least a runway or two because there were updated photos. But it said how she's friends with the Kardashian sisters. It's like, I hope she gets a better, you know, credit on her obituary than I knew the Kardashians.
Or I was in Hudson Hawk.
Yeah. So the Pope has a postal delivery system underneath the Vatican. It's like a subway station. Oh.
As I often like pointing out, I was wrong. They are not the twins from The Matrix Reloaded.
Oh, okay. They had dreadlocks, right?
Mine too.
Yeah.
And they were they albino too?
Yeah, they were albino.
You can't do albino back to back.
Yeah. Can't. And you can't do albino dreadlocks with white people. No. That's too much whitewashing.
There's definitely a couple lines crossed there. Now these are ginger pale.
I'll bring my entire entourage.
There's a place around the corner. Enzo's. Say 10:30.
I just don't she's Southern. She can't hide that. And she's playing like what's supposed to be an Italian character. So yeah, it's a weird fit that she got cast in this.
She was third choice.
What is up with that?
Flashing Jesus.
The flashing crucifix communication device. And this guy, Monster Squad, is all I can think of.
I never saw Monster Squad.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, you'd be surprised the movies I have and haven't seen.
All right, he's the grandfather.
I'm not sure when.
Attempt to steal.
By the way, have you seen Paddington 2?
No, but I love the first one.
I have no reason to watch Paddington 2 other than was hanging out with my girlfriend, and we were like, let's watch a good movie that we heard was great, and it was excellent. It's like a
Paddington
5-star.
Movies are solid.
They are fucking great movies.
And it just shows you children's / family movies don't have to be horrible.
Yeah. And might I point out that my girlfriend is not a child.
Yeah.
That's
good.
But she's a very intelligent person.
That peeing. It looks like it anyway. Oh, look, it's
another phone booth.
A phone booth, but it's for coffee? It says sip. Or is it actually a phone booth? I thought it was.
I'm guessing that's product placement for a company that never went off the ground.
Well, we're not from Italy. We don't know.
That's true.
Their phone
Italians are listening to this podcast like, haha, silly Americans.
Yeah, sip. Sip is number one. I don't think that's a good Italian accent.
That was a Sebulba accent.
Thank you for calling.
TV's number one. Number one.
Oh, 212-555-1989.
All right.
Call that
see what
number.
Happens.
212-555-1989. 212-555-1989. Calling.
Speaker. Is it on speaker?
Your call cannot be completed at this time.
Oh, fuck you.
Please try again later.
Damn it. Okay. Yet again. It didn't work.
Hollywood has failed
us. It worked on the Santa Claus episode of Dishing Disney.
All right. None of these punches or kicks clearly make contact. Like, whoa. That was some terrible editing.
1-800-SPANK-ME is still a valid sex line.
Really?
Yes.
How much did they charge?
I don't know because I didn't get that far, but we got far enough.
Okay.
To get a nice bit out
I
of it.
I thought you meant that you came before they got to
the
market.
Oh, yeah,
like,
no. It wasn't
you've reached 1-800 and you were done.
I did my first barehanded strangulation here.
Yeah, I did a barehanded strangulation when I called 1-800-SPANK-ME.
Man, a lot of autoerotic asphyxiation. Asphyxiation.
A lot of
autoerotic asphyxiations in this movie.
The agency had some respect, and I got laid every night.
Reap 'em, Snickers.
Good news, Hawk.
It sounded like you said April sneakers, not table. Snickers.
Mm-hmm. You're in the Vatican tonight.
Oh, no. The timing is off. The schedule is not right. I'm under-equipped, and besides that, I got a date.
Grapple, biker's bottle, pocket fisherman, olive oil, 100 stamps. Jeez, this is going to be some day. No Harvey's Bristol cream?
Snickers, make that list happen.
Man, what's he going to do with the stamps? To play,
this movie just makes me want candy bars.
The olive oil, I can think of some things to do with that.
Mm-hmm. It's, cooking pasta.
It's the 100 stamps that I'm...
He has a stamp-looking fetish. Oh, here we go. David the mirror Caruso. Routine from Marx Brothers is where they're getting this little stupid Harpo... Not Harpo, but Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Mimicking.
Now, is that... That's not his natural hair color, is it?
And that's my other... question. If you're going to make a character clearly based on Harpo Marx and the actor is already redheaded,
yeah,
why would you dye his hair?
And he only talks through business cards.
Hey, Mr. Hawk, you got your stamps.
Good, Yogi.
Why?
Why? What? Why is there... I don't get that either. That was my reaction the first time. Like, why is he doing a boo-boo
impression? What?
Yogi wasn't a big dumb football player missing a tooth.
I'm guessing that's one of those situations where Bruce Willis on set was like, hey guys, I can do a decent, like, you know, boo-boo impression. How about we just work that into the movie? Yeah,
that'll be funny.
I don't know why he's like a weird stoned Keanu Reeves character in my head.
Well, we talked about there may be chemicals involved in the making of this movie.
Yep.
Or a lot of beer. I don't know, but we're drinking and it's not making it better.
A lot
so.
Of poor... edits and jump cuts in this movie.
All right, so he's taking a mirror off
and
the
doing
wall.
Coke off of it.
Yeah, it's a huge mirror too. And he's
got
to do the lasers
a lot in these movies.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. I always go to Entrapment. She dips beneath the laser. I'm not going to edit that scene in again. It's from Workaholics. I already did it once, I think. Oh, so there's the olive oil. It's not what I had in mind. But now he's got some sort of apparatus devised involving mirrors, the lasers, electricity, and olive oil. And spaghetti. In a thermos?
I think this is supposed to be funny. The first thing I thought was, that's actually a great idea.
That Italians put spaghetti in a thermos?
Just to keep spaghetti warm. If you're going to work. Just put it in a thermos.
Yeah. Is this acid?
I wish.
Oh. Okay, so we took the top off. Beware the blue wire.
Okay, how did you know about that blue wire?
Whoa.
Kit Kat. All right, so there's Kit Kat, Almond Joy, Snickers, and Butterfinger. Out of those, what's your favorite candy bar?
Probably Kit Kat.
Really? I'm going Butterfinger. Yeah. Even it gets stuck in the molars.
That's my issue with
it. But I know that going into it, and I'm willing to deal with it. But, yeah.
Do you ever try just eating it with your front teeth?
No. But I always have to do the Bart Simpson thing before I'm allowed to eat it. Nobody barely a finger on my Butterfinger. Crunch, and then I can eat it. Oh, now that guy's stuck. And he's
getting gassed.
Yeah, that guy's gonna die. His face is gonna melt. And out he goes.
Now, could you have seen, had Batman been made slightly differently or a little bit earlier,
Bruce Willis as
could
Bruce
you have
Wayne?
Seen? I mean, if you can imagine Michael Keaton,
yeah,
as
no,
Bruce
I,
Wayne slash Batman,
I can see it.
I feel like I would have had the same reaction that I had to Ben Affleck. How do you, I can't talk anymore? I've been drinking too much. Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck. How do you say Danny Aiello's name?
Aiello.
The Pope watching.
Is that Mr. the guy from Breaking Bad? With the
Jonathan
ding,
Banks.
The
oh.
Ding, ding, ding.
Now watch this. The fucking thing moves when he touches it. The chimney, the top, whatever this is. Did it already happen? I think we missed it.
Mamma mia. So the Pope likes Nick at Night. I used to watch Nick at Night.
Me too. That was like the first adult programming I ever watched as a child.
I have Dennis the Menace from old school Nickelodeon on DVD.
Remember Turkey TV? Sketch comedy show on Nickelodeon?
Yeah, faintly. I'm more of a you can't do that on television kid.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he landed on his butt, and here comes Fozzie Bear from The Great Muppet Caper.
Moving right along.
Yeah. And there's Studebaker. No, that's Gonzo's chickens. Seriously.
No.
Is that the Electric Mayhem?
Muppet.
So
she didn't notice a bus speeding by the outdoor cafe at 30 miles per hour.
And he's
chickens
shooting
all over the place.
Out.
And him jumping.
Yeah.
Into the chair.
You look very nice. You really do. What?
I am the waiter, sir.
What? Okay. Yeah.
I announce my arrival.
Funghi porcini, prego. Oh, and bring me a bottle of ketchup with that, will you?
You heard him.
Sacre bleu?
Ketchup sulle tagliatelle. Stupidi americani, come fanno a mettere ketchup sulle tagliatelle? Non capisco, ma come cazzo possibile?
He is very
hilarious. That's really funny that the waiter is complaining.
Steak burger. French fries. French, you gotta have French fries.
No, they're called freedom
Actually,
fries.
Actually, it's Italy, Butterfinger. She said as if it made a difference.
What the shit is that? That was like a...
To be in Paris and in love.
4 foot long baguette?
Do you feel like you're watching like a Skinamax movie? I feel like this
without
has the
fucking
tone. Yeah.
Yeah, like when Andy McDowell gonna just like grind on a guy? It's not happening.
How long were you in?
Let's just say I never saw E.T.
Okay.
So, why would you? You don't have children. You're a cat burglar.
So we exist in a universe where E.T. exists.
This is like Ready Player One. There's a bunch of Easter eggs. You got to look out for them.
I seem to have a thing for sinners.
Aren't we all?
I have a thing for sinning. Check, please.
Where'd
you go? We're in Caddyshack.
Right.
Where'd you get the name Hudson Hawk?
From Hudson, New York.
The hawk.
It's a sex move I do.
Well, I was hanging out with this guy in a bar in New York about 10 years ago. Made him a promise I'd make a movie based on a character we wrote for a song.
And where did you get these?
I had a little accident around the house.
What happened?
Fell on some chickens.
Does it hurt?
Yes, they hurt.
Maybe I can make them feel better.
Yeah,
she's really getting into her role here. Now, again... We know what's going on here. You guys probably don't. But we said she's a double agent. She's doing things that a woman of her status should not be doing.
Don't do it. Because I got a taste.
She's probably relishing the opportunity to do so.
Well, I better whisper to you.
Again, I feel like the 90s is really creeping into the set. The set set design, even like the lighting. And
oh, she reconsidered.
Lots of side lighting and plants.
What's the matter?
It's been a long time for me.
Since I rock and roll.
Yeah.
For me, outside of a friendly dog yesterday morning, this has been a very slow decade. I don't make love every 10 years. I get a little cranky.
Oh, you love me?
So he's blue-balling her.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
I'm not sure if I remember how to kiss girls Not that I've ever kissed guys. He did have the clarifier.
He was in jail for how many years?
A little while.
Somebody's defensive.
Long enough not to see E.T.
Somebody robbed the Vatican.
Oh, poor flashing Jesus.
Flashing Jesus.
The Jesus phone.
Da-da-da-da. That'd be a weird thing to have on the commitment report.
Well, maybe it is.
What were you arrested for? Flashing Jesus.
One day, less than one day of planning, and you did it.
She's got a nice word processor in the background. Or is that a typewriter? Wiping the
codex. Yeah, but what are your plans for the weekend? Hoisting away the Colosseum?
But you don't want to
tell me. Did the devil make you...
That was a weird flash frame.
Yeah.
There was a subliminal message there. Tyler Durden edited this movie.
Right. Can we go back to the kissing part?
What's going on in there?
That car looks so small with him in the back there, but it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm. What is that? I know that neither
Where's
one
Kit
of us.
Where's Kit Kat?
Read your book, Butterfinger.
It's like the car in UHF. Was that a rape joke? An unnecessary, do you want me to rape them? Is that what he said?
Boat, yeah.
Not with a
gun. Where's the joke?
Yeah.
There's no joke.
Do you want me to rape him?
Yeah.
What's the joke?
I don't know.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
They even have plants above the stove. That's...
There are fronds everywhere.
Jesus.
Literally every three steps you see a new shrubbery.
Artie from Larry Sanders was the set designer on this.
We don't have that many plants in the house. Brianna can't keep them alive, and I don't give a shit. So
CIA involved now.
We don't have plant life here. We get those ones that say, "Oh,
cappuccino.
We got a Belgian dip."
Something tastes like cappuccino.
Ah, I guess I put too much effort.
This beer does.
I'm
having more.
Oh, now he's gonna get raped.
Why didn't you tell me at the restaurant that Hawk had hit the Vatican tonight?
He's going to drink the cappuccino, and she's going to have her way with him.
This movie, I had to watch in three sessions last time to, like, prepare for this episode. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to rewatch Hudson Hawk. This is the third time I've seen this movie.
Yeah.
Hudson Hawk had some...
And it took me... I had to, like, take a break. I had to go, okay.
I didn't. Right, I watched this straight through. The stuff at the end is a little hazy. So, yeah.
Were you drinking last time as well, or was it
I
just...
I may have
okay.
been. Yeah.
No, the trip is this. As soon as the Mayflowers find out we have the Codex, they're going to want to make a deal. We deal...
All these people are in bed together, like, metaphorically speaking.
Otherwise, the movie would be far more interesting. Might not be better,
yeah, like that Cinemax movie you spoke of. That's what this is missing, is, like, all the people literally being in bed together.
Go back to Rome and get some sleep, huh?
Not that I really want to see...
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you know, that would be a scene. And we don't need to see David Caruso in
Again,
drag.
Do you feel like you're watching a Skinamax movie, but without the fucking? That's what this... Hudson Hawk is one long, terrible B-film.
I missed him dressed as her the last time I watched it. I was thrown off by that. I must have been on my phone or zoning out, because I do not remember
a problem for me.
That...
Funny Mayflower.
Oh.
That is a puppet.
Ball ball. Oh, time for confession.
Hit me with your best shot.
Fire away!
Good man, an innocent man, a thief.
And what are you
trying
to say?
A good man, an innocent man, a thief.
CIA. Hudson Hawk is
That's
an
oxymoron.
He came wait, into a war with crime's
legitimate business tactic. And a legitimate
that screen makes her look like she has a lot of weird freckles.
Oh.
I mean, she does, but even more.
And we kind of messed around.
messed around.
They call it the mess around.
And it's kind of given him a weird little, like, facial abnormality thing.
So, all right, so messing around gets you 17 Hail Marys. Yikes.
Good thing I'm not Catholic.
Can't imagine what butt fucking will get you.
I thought we were using the CIA to...
Ask your priest.
Christmas Eve.
He will tell you. Merry Christmas.
Oh, well, here we go. Annie McDowell in a... She's in her natural habitat. She's in a habit.
No.
I was trying... The
Speaking
movie
of
is
habit,
affecting...
I'm having another drink.
It's affecting my sense of humor here.
So earlier, the cappuccino machine looked kind of like a big golden dildo. What do you see in the background there? Well, now we're looking at...
I was looking at her in a nun's outfit, and actually, I don't know. I like her hair, though. That's cheesy.
Oh, sunglasses at night.
God go with me. Sister of the moon? No, that was last week. Ball. That's not how you play tennis.
We just had a boing sound effect followed by birds chirping when a guy got hit in the head with a tennis ball. Please to
amaze me. What is she wearing?
Terrible cat burglar. Yeah.
Haven't you ever seen, like, David Niven tiptoe in?
That net that was in the background like above the frame looked kind of like the Mousetrap board game.
Ah.
Let me do that.
I don't care.
Oh, it's a stash box.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, it just appeared in his hand all of a sudden? We don't get to see him. That?
There's nothing I hate more than failure. All you had to do was follow the hawk. It's not like I said teach our nation's children how to read.
In, like, they have him captive, and he's, like, waving and talking shit. Oh!
Again, I feel like that's something Bruce Willis does a lot, is, like, wave in movies and that weird
thing. They didn't talk the whole movie.
Again, the tone of this movie is so fucked up.
Yeah, weird, incestuous brother and sister. They put off that vibe.
Super campy and just fucking weird. Like,
don't hurt him. We need him for the final job.
What was that? I wasn't young enough to watch it, but I knew of it. There was a little, like, science educational film for kids, or a TV show for kids that was, like, somebody's laboratory.
Beekman's World? Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Beekman's World.
Yes. We've talked about that on the Ernest Show, because it was around the same time, and what is... Is he, like, dry-humping her?
Yeah. He was...
It looked like he was kind of thrusting a little.
That's one of those, can we take that again? Moments that I'm sure Bruce Willis had on set.
Cry,
3 minutes, 27 seconds.
That's how long I'd last.
I love Bruce Willis's laugh at himself. Laugh at his own jokes thing that he does in all Die Hard movies and this.
That's fair. Now go to your room.
Oh, noise flicking sound effect.
What?
Oh, he just did the Vulcan thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Captain Hawk, in one of your paws you've got a gold bar worth about 8 thou. In the otra, you've got lead that won't get you gelato.
Surely a master thief like you can tell the difference.
That's one down, Kitty.
I was hoping he was going to do the Michael Scott "Don't Call Me Shirley."
Yeah.
I mean, really Airplane, but
right.
Not on the periodic office, chart of elements,
but Michael Scott does it, part. Not knowing how stupid it is.
Centuries to turn worthless into priceless.
Alchemy.
Yeah.
Alchemy.
So that's this whole thing that Da Vinci made. Was it supposed to turn lead into gold and perform alchemy?
Yeah.
But they're wanting to do it to fuck up the economy, essentially.
Yeah. If Da Vinci had actually done this, don't you think he would have utilized it in some way?
I would think so.
Yeah. I think that history would have been very different if Leonardo Da Vinci had discovered how to turn copper into gold. Is it lead into gold? Copper into gold. What are they doing right now? What did they say it was?
Money.
No, but it won't.
Will always be gold.
After a couple of years of steady production, we'll flood the market with so much gold that gold itself, the foundation of all finance, will lose its meaning. Brokers, economists, fellow entrepreneurs will drown
she
in the saliva of their own nervous
face.
Breakdowns.
Sounds like
a lot.
Markets will crash. Financial empires will crumble.
What?
Except yours.
Crumble.
1992, baby. The European superpowers are coming together for one business superpower. And that's one party we're going to love to poop.
Well, that's the last ingredient in the recipe. Is Da Vinci's
what?
Model of a helicopter.
Because a party pooper. But nobody ever says it in that order. Like, that's a party we're going to love to poop.
A very forced line.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go in at night. The security will be overwhelmed.
Have you pooped on any parties lately?
No. I've pooped at a party.
Yeah. I think we all have.
Put me in jail. Put me in
jail, you asshole. Our foot soldiers will blow your brains out. Bunny, ball.
I'll torture you so slowly, you'll think it's a career. What? I'll kill your friends, your family.
Because it's going to go on for so long. Like, he gets a pension plan?
What?
I'll get an address on that if you want.
You have a dilemma, Tiger. And I think...
Random cut to Coburn over there.
You're right.
There's probably some dialogue they needed to cut out.
I'll kill you! Swear to God, I'll kill that butler. Kill that little yappy dog. Sick
of it. Austin.
This...
Another double cross.
I hated cigarettes until I saw my first no smoking sign. Keep off the grass. Let's play soccer.
Did they just put the script in a blender and tape it back together?
I'm asleep with your wife. Don't rip
leave
that tag off the mattress.
That is such a smoking hot idea to
well,
leave
I
in our
took a knife and
George,
I cut one of them off.
The pasta slurping guinea to begin with. Keep Hawk in line.
This Gates Mario Brothers CIA Mayflower Da Vinci
son of a bitch.
Seemed like a sweet deal.
There are so many people involved. There were like five hyphens in the captions. I think.
It's better than playing dots. But
now.
But I didn't think it was going
why are they letting this go on this long when they know that what they're doing right now? Like, but
yeah, well, you know.
Oh yeah, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody who's watching this for the first time. But it turns out, if you haven't guessed, Danny Aiello?
Aiello
is actually faking all of this because he's a double agent. But we're going to find out in, like, 20 seconds, so it's not like this is a big reveal of any sort.
Nanny Aiello.
How's your job? Come on.
Now, while this goes on, I did make a comment on Twitter. Oh, it's like The Sandlot. Asking,
I was only kidding.
Yeah, another Weird Al reference. Ask him what some of, you know, your guys' favorite box office bombs are. As Tommy Five Tone here dies at the bottom of the steps. So, one of them from our friends at Movie Geek and Proud, favorite movie of all time is a box office bomb. And it's one we already did, Clue.
Yeah, and it shouldn't have been a box office bomb.
Yeah, for this month, we did box office bombs that aren't necessarily great movies. Like, some of them are justifiably box office bombs. Maybe not all of them. That remains to be seen. But, yeah, like Clue, we did in November.
Yeah.
And we loved that movie. But yes, that was not a very financially sound.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. That is an excellent movie.
Just made the biggest mistake of my life.
Oh, look. It turns out that it wasn't real.
It was a ruse.
With him all along.
I read now.
Catch up.
Danny, I read now.
You fucked my freedom for a lousy job. Austin, you don't understand.
You better be glad I don't hit women. Assuming you are
oh.
Women, because from now on I ain't taking nothing for granted.
Okay.
Austin, I'm sorry.
Eddie, I'm sorry. I honestly thought we could make this job work for us. Anna made me realize what a stupid pawn I was.
There's a lot of crosstalk going on.
Too much crosstalk.
What's this?
Where did you get that?
Here's a match cut that should happen and doesn't.
The place where you gave the bad guys the codex.
That's with the gold machine.
Yeah.
So they really were that close to making it work.
But now that they lost the services of the world's greatest cat burglar...
Are you guys getting all this exposition?
Everybody got that? Good.
And we're all caught up.
All right, don't let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Don't call me a goat head.
Leave all these rocks and shit laying out in the backyard.
They're called ruins, Eddie.
Ruins, huh?
Yeah, ruins.
Good name.
Was there a joke there?
I don't think so. They're just like, it seems like you guys are enjoying yourself.
And this is where I feel like some kind of drug had to be involved on set.
Yeah,
where they were like,
Danny
that's
Aiello
funny, right? I
ruins.
Feel good. Do you feel good? Let's do it.
Ruins. If you say it enough, it sounds funny.
Ruins. It's like milk. Yeah. Milk? Yeah. It's
oh,
funny
he's
word.
Like trying to smooch on her shoulder there. Oh, he's going back. Oh, she's... Oh, now he's doing it while she's watching.
Well, he ain't getting none.
See what you did there. Hate myself.
It's time for bed.
I couldn't agree more.
Okay.
He said time for bed. Meaning like, let's get to fucking, is what he's thinking. Now she's going to get some sheets.
Look at all those plants and drapery.
She's in the clan. So he doesn't 90s. Know.
Right, so his friend, he thought that what? He was going to go into that little cubby hole of a bedroom. Right,
with
his
a drapery.
Is 10 feet away from him, sleeping on the couch. Is it a fetish?
And about me. And about that bed.
The bed?
It's not the time, Hudson.
He's like, I'm going to watch.
Look, can we just have a late night cappuccino?
Cappuccino.
Oh, son of a bitch.
But that's code this time.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Good night.
Drinking games are always so much better when the alcohol in front of you is delicious.
Yeah. Okay, now she's pulling the curtain shut. Nothing.
Don't even think about it.
It's not going to block anything. Those are see-through lacy, so she better shut the lights off.
Less privacy than a whorehouse.
And snoring on the couch. That was R2-D2, right?
Good morning. The license plate for the police van had a Vatican prefix. I'm losing respect for you guys.
He got the Holy Grail up for his shoulder.
Grail?
Who's that?
You know, George, it's nice of you guys to drop by, but next time you might want to phone ahead.
Why don't you come back in a half hour, grab ourselves a shower, pick up some croissants and shit. You know, I really wish I could come up with this glib repartee.
I feel like, Almond Joy is even dressed as Mario, the video game character.
Uh-oh.
Your aura darts. When it comes to instantaneous loss of all physical control below the neck, I highly recommend them.
I can't move
loss of all physical control. Does that mean that
why is he barking?
Are just up there like that.
Fair fight.
This is how I go out. Like a hunk of frozen Play-Doh, like a Gumby in the store. What the fuck are you?
This isn't funny.
It doesn't make sense.
Wrapping that shit off. This is no way, George, to get me to rob the Louvre.
The Louvre? The Louvre? Hawk.
Earlier they called it the Louvre.
Yeah.
Or should I
say? It's like they're playing air guitar and rocking out.
Yeah.
Didn't wear black, didn't sing.
How come they suddenly know how to pronounce it correctly?
I'm surprised the other guy didn't volunteer to rape him again.
Damn it. Yanks lose again. How the Mets do? Can you turn to Section B?
Oh, still smart asses.
You guys may be the fairest cat burglars of them all. But if you weren't such snobs, a lot of those guards at the Louvre might still be alive. That's irrelevant now.
It's a very pronounced gun or a gun knife sound effect.
You're irrelevant now. Because tonight,
I think irrelevant now should have been the title of this movie.
We make gold.
Rise and shine, Pussyhead.
Ah, more babes for the party.
Hi, Anna.
Don't be stupid, Mr. Kaplan. Give me the crystal.
This movie looks like one of those clips of a fake movie within a movie that's making fun of the movie industry.
Shoot.
It's like that Out on a Limb movie that was in Burn After Reading.
Oh, now they got her.
Or any of the movies in the opening of Tropic Thunder.
He didn't know.
Hawk likes a nun. It's funny. Because he's Episcopalian.
Tears you're crying, Tom.
But there are no tears.
It doesn't mean I don't love you.
Oh, no. You love me. It's your job. You probably love Butterfingers over there.
Oh, yeah? In a weird sort of Catholic way, I do. But you...
It's so well, weird.
Virology's Da Vinci expertise allows her to go on to the next course. And as for you guys,
you can start paying attention to this movie at any moment and expect to not laugh.
a souvenir.
Yeah.
Like it's supposed to be full of jokes. They tried to saturate it with humor, and there's nothing funny about this movie.
Easy for you to say.
Wait.
Guys, we got some good news and some bad news.
The good news is you'll be completely unparalyzed in about 2 minutes.
Bad news is that leaves you only 5 seconds to defuse the bomb.
Oh.
Oh, that's fun. So the villain just fired a missile missiles are used a lot again in 80s and 90s movies.
Oh, he tripped. And stuck to his head.
Yeah.
It backfired.
He just blew a dart into her throat.
You can move? Yeah. This is what I get for darting a nun!
So she's Catholic.
This fucking thing off my head!
Oh, see? Like F-word.
He's about to have a bad migraine.
Now, why is the timer on that one so much less?
You said maybe it's a dud. I feel like we missed a great milk dud reference joke.
Yeah, but that's not a candy bar.
But neither is an Almond Joy.
It's a candy bar.
Is it? I guess it's just cut in half.
Yeah, it's got a coconut. But no nuts. Because Almond Joy... No, damn it. I always get that wrong.
Ball.
Almond Joy does have nuts. Mounds don't.
Right.
Because sometimes you feel like an... This is fucking stupid.
Listen, Anna. The apprentice's diary contains...
Is this why she got the job? Because Isabella Rossellini couldn't...
She wouldn't do a dolphin impression?
You could do us the honor and decipher how the code works. We would be eternally grateful.
What does the color blue taste like? Bobo knows.
Who's Bobo?
I must speak with the dolphins now.
Again, I feel like she's the best. I would rather watch this for 2 hours than Hudson Hawk. Just shoot her.
Darwin, this is supposed to be torture, not therapy.
Eddie, what?
I don't know.
For her? Like,
I don't know why she's talking like a dolphin.
It's Jabba's palace again.
I don't know why the dart made her so fucking high, but these two are operating fine.
Yeah. Is it the same drug?
Should have been. Dart? You would think.
What? Louis, Bob Hope, Texaco?
What the hell are you talking about?
What are you doing with that golf bag?
I got a plan.
Is it a great plan?
Ooh, a great big plan.
Okay. That wasn't funny either.
Because that's how two cat burglars would skip right. The wall.
Oh, they're on a baseball team. Why would you smack your friend?
Go ahead. How do I look? You look great. What are you kidding? No, I want you to tell me. Come on. I've been away for a long time.
Eddie. Look at the way their arms are positioned.
Yeah.
They're like mid pull up.
Yeah, they're not
clearly
gonna,
standing on a.
Their arms are going to be. Yeah. Shaking.
You look like fucking Zorro.
I didn't know.
Hey!
Oh, she's still tripping.
Hey!
Why?
I don't know. Why is he in purple camo with a beret?
He's in Street Fighter.
Raul Julia was replaced by James Coburn.
Come on, you bitch! I'm not a very good damsel in a dress, am I?
That's not the phrase.
You must pay the rent. I can't pay the rent. What?
Yo, Flipper.
Madeline Kahn can get away with this shit.
Some well-hung Dudley Do-Right galloping up to save you. It ain't gonna happen.
But I don't get the dolphin shit.
Yeah.
Was it like she goes, "Hey, weird thing about me, I can do a dolphin sound effect."
Yeah, what's
if you want to work that into the movie, and Bruce is like, "Yeah, sure. We'll do that. That'll be funny."
Because cat burglars yell 4 before firing a projectile on a job.
Another F word. I heard something. He is the prototype for Sheriff Doofy in Scary Movie. It's like, I made poopy.
You guard the Mayflowers with your life.
There's a party we're going to poop. Oh, there he is.
And in the movie Animal Crackers... Harpo does this exact bit where he dresses as a statue.
Oh no, well, not Kit Kat.
He interacts with the statues that dress as statues.
And he picked out.
I always liked you. Why?
A double crossbow for a double cross.
Oh, Elfie, you dry British man.
But he doesn't realize that the real double cross is Kit Kat. Whoa, such a clever screenplay.
Why did you do that?
Try this one, sister. Thou shalt not share.
It's in the hole! The gallery's ecstatic! Oh, he's got to be happy with that one, Tommy.
So what do you say, Eddie? 2.5 minutes to save Anna, 3.5 minutes to save the world. 600. Side by side?
Oh, here we go.
Again.
Oh, we got a barrel of money. We may be ragged. I don't know the song.
I don't know it at all.
Why are they wasting their time dancing? They're having way too much fun.
The gothic doorway in the background.
Purple camo ascot.
Okay. This way.
For when you want to look.
We better split up.
Very, very nice on the battlefield.
That's also why a cat burglar wears a hat like that.
How you doing?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
They clearly jumped off that ledge.
Yeah.
Read the Mayflowers on the current situation. You got it, Coach.
That'll go well.
Through all kinds of weather, what if the sky should
let's just listen to Danny Aiello's golden voice.
Just as long as we're together, it doesn't matter at all. It will be the same as we've started, just sailing along, singing a song, side by side.
Oh,
I'll take that.
The gig is up. Oh, and then Butterfinger gets shot. A lot. Damn, what a talk, Coach.
Hey, Coach. Looks bad. I think those Mayflowers set us up.
Jumbo, we hardly knew you.
Oh.
Since you're not going to tell us what we want to know, then I think it's time for you to report to the head office in heaven, sis. If you see the big guy, tell him he's a loser.
That's it.
Ow! Ah!
That didn't hurt. No. Try this.
On a roof.
What do you say now, you centrally intelligent scum sickle?
I didn't realize he was as good at martial arts as he is.
Tommy, you New York Italian father made 20 bucks a week, son of a bitch. You were hired as bait, and on this simple task, you have betrayed me. Do you have an answer why?
I got 5 in them.
Oh.
1, 2, 3.
Time to play the counting game.
I fell asleep. What'd I miss?
Not much. James Coburn kicking. And then this. Danny Aiello counts to 5. And then that.
Oh, and this ridiculous Three Stooges routine.
Three Stooges fight scene, yes.
Doing a Popeye impression?
I don't know. This is when I like fell asleep. And why is he turning into Liu Kang and just lands on the car?
Definite fatality. No, not at all. He's alive.
What? Another F word. He got his ass beat.
What? Even you?
Did he mention being from Hoboken earlier?
I don't know.
Got him right here, cowboy. Sounds like Tommy.
Won't be needing the car anymore. Hey!
Ta-ta! Ta-ta! Ta-ta. Oh, TTFN, ta-ta for now. They're all jumping out. Tommy's stuck. And James Coburn's on the roof. The hood.
The cat was on the roof. He's worried about his pension. So now
another look that Bruce Willis does a lot, looking away from an explosion while still looking at the explosion.
Yeah.
Friend of yours?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, another trailer shot.
I am the Hawk of Hudson. I'm swinging on a thing.
Again, I could see him being Batman. But not really.
Yeah. Batman has a song and dance number. Honestly, I'm surprised that wasn't in the Joel Schumacher.
You know, Batman and Robin, movies. I'm surprised. Yeah.
Yeah. Only movie to make me more depressed after I left it.
The best thing about that movie was the opening credits, because I got to hear a Smashing Pumpkins song.
And that was a good song. Now I was okay with Alicia Silverstone at the time.
Scoop me up, Uncle Alfred. That was my Alicia Silverstone impression.
That was pretty good. We had another box office bomb that is actually a favorite mentioned from another Twitter friend of ours, the IMDb Journey podcast. They've been watching all of the movies on the top 250 of IMDb.
Okay.
They mentioned Fight Club.
Great film.
Another great movie that only recouped half its budget theaters. I saw it opening night, loved it. I think I may have even seen it twice. Look at Richard Grant's tongue there.
Yikes. Another Jabba thing going on.
It was sideways and moving all around.
No wonder he and Sandra Bernhardt are friends.
Yeah. He was tongue-fucking the air hardcore.
He was tongue-fucking the burn hardcore.
Nice hawk. So he put the puzzle together. Yeah, their performance is something. It's like just never let up. Just go for it.
Michael Lehman's direction is bigger. Go bigger. Uh-huh. The entire movie with everyone.
A car crash stops traffic. You say, how can this happen to me?
Yeah, I don't remember any of this. I must have checked out earlier.
I had the exact same issue when I rewatched this movie.
So does our friend Derek Hoover, because he tweeted too, saying the ending of this movie,
the project of his life is now the toy of mine,
is something.
History, tradition, culture.
Did he mean the entire resolution, or
I'm not totally sure.
Just the shot of him throwing the cup over his shoulder.
With this machine will be our final masterpiece. Go, team, go.
You have to respect Richard E. Grant for knowing and being fully aware of how horrible this movie
is.
Another kind of Dark Crystal lead looking thing. That looks like Okra's. Yep. Okay. Hey, quit doing that.
She crosses herself while he dry thrusts into the air. And this is where she's shrunken and put in a television, right? It doesn't ever close. Yeah, Ronald Reagan went to college there. Why are they all talking out of the side of their mouth? That's supposed to be funny, right?
Well, or is that just something that both Bruce Willis and Andy McDowell do? This little piece of mirror here.
Would that be bad? Oh, he forgot it.
How
good is this movie?
What? Shit.
She's gold now?
He actually didn't seem that concerned.
Judo chop.
That's okay, the technology was already irrelevant anyway.
Yeah. Oh.
See? More Bruce Willis out of the side of his mouthing.
He turned into Two-Face. Is that an Indian joke?
That was very racist.
Because he has face paint on.
Baraka wins.
Alright. Stay over here and try to stay out of the way, alright?
Uh-oh. That seemed unnecessary.
Yeah.
Because she's not really that far out of the way.
Go!
She's not listening. She's going to pull an Indiana Jones. But she hit his belt buckle?
Yeah, that, and it just protected him.
She's a really bad shot. If she was aiming for that guy and almost hits him in the dick.
Stop helping me!
Stop that, Papa.
Why is he painted up like an Indian, though?
The demon barber of Street Fighter.
You won't be attending that hat convention in July.
He cut his own head off.
What does July have to do with it?
He's a haberdasher. Oh, it's Ball Ball.
Because she's the maid, and she dusts.
Oh! He's now rabid.
The Dracula scene.
Yeah. Chopper, sick balls.
Money. You're getting your eyes checked.
Ball Ball!
I'm sorry. Okay. That actually made me laugh.
In the making of this movie.
The ball shot out the window after catching a ball a little too fast. Oh, look. It's the... yeah, she's all melty. There's a lot of Oh, they're on the flying thing. Green screen.
Why would you... what? Okay.
Oh. That was stupid. Why did he cover himself up when he knows he has to fly it?
The look on Andy McDowell's face, I think, was very telling just there.
I didn't
forced
see
to
it.
Smile, but not enjoying it.
Where's Flash Gordon and the winged people? Hey! Montebello.
Hello.
Oh, and there's children.
Hello, doggy.
Yeah. You're my favorite customer. Oh, now the kids are going to take off on it. And they don't care. They're like, yep, whatever.
Anna. Yes, Sensei. Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Will you renounce the faith to be with me?
Will you play Nintendo with me?
I can't think of anybody I'd rather play Nintendo with.
Nintendo.
Oh, shit.
It's Netflix and chill. Beforehand. Hey, yo.
Wait a minute.
You want to play Excitebike?
What about your boss?
What boss?
You know.
Bowser.
Oh, I think he wants me to keep an eye on you.
You know, I think he wants you to keep an eye on me, too. Because I've got criminal tendencies.
Can I buy you a cappuccino?
Yes.
Oh. Can you give me a kiss? With the cappuccino.
Oh, there's Tommy way here.
Asking, you shall receive.
That's not very nice.
No way!
Way!
Yes,
I'm on a donkey, man! Daddy Aiello on a donkey!
Oh, because it brought it full circle, because there was a donkey in the beginning of the movie. So what?
Sprinkler system set up in the back! Can you fucking believe it?
No.
Yeah! That's probably what happened!
Drink your cappuccino.
Alright. Hey.
Drink your coffee.
Yeah, drink your fucking coffee, everybody.
Here's your fucking double burger.
Yeah, Folgers.
And then
in a cup.
Looks at the camera, because every movie needs that to happen. What is this, the end of The Revenant?
World saved and the secrets of Da Vinci protected.
The secrets of Da Vinci protected. And Eddie finally got perfect.
So we brought it back to Eddie, as in Eddie Murphy from last week's. And what do we have to look forward to?
Oh, selected men's wardrobe provided by that company.
Oh, God.
They got a huge credit there. So, that was Hudson Hawk.
Do you think it holds up today?
Well, I'm going to say we're 0 for 2 this month, but that's probably... for a good reason.
This movie didn't hold up then, although it somehow seemed less sexist than a movie that came out almost 10 years later.
Yeah, well, yeah. Pluto Nash was a rough one. This wasn't as rough. maybe they'll progressively get better and better.
So far, according to the box office, they have. Okay. So what do we have to look forward to
next time? Well, before we let them know that, we're going to play our end credit song. Our Did It Hold Up conversations will probably be quite brief this month. But just saying.
No, we're starting a whole new podcast based off of that.
You heard him last week. We're going to feature him again. It is Bearstronaut again off of their album Paradise. The song is called Birds of Prey. I figured Hudson Hawk, Birds of Prey. It works. John Oates from Hall & Oates was a set dresser. I don't know if that's true, but I saw his name in the credits. So while you think about Hall & Oates decorating the set of Hudson Hawk, enjoy this song from Bearstronaut. This is Birds of Prey here on Drunk at the Movies. Well, thank you again to our musicians of the week.
To Birds of Prey and also to a Bird of Prey, Bearded Owl.
Yeah.
For the excellent excellent coffee.
Excellent coffee stout.
It might as well be.
Grounds for Divorce. You can drink it now on State Street at Bearded Owl Brewery in Peoria. Well, Hudson Hawk is done. Pluto Nash is done. We're halfway through the month of box office bombs, but we got two more doozies to finish out the month, but we're only going to tell you what the third one is. And it is another one that Seth recommended. We each picked two. And what is your second pick for the month?
I believe mine was Baron Munchausen.
Yeah, it's a mouthful. I have never seen this movie.
I saw it once many, many years ago to the point that I pretty much just remember Eric Idle running really fast.
Cool. Well, I look forward to that. I do own it. I purchased it in advance for this upcoming episode and will be watching it very soon before we record our episode. So now you know what we're watching. You can brush up on it yourselves or just go into it cold. Maybe that'll work out better for you. I don't know. But I'm going to hope that we're progressively getting better.
And I'm going to sober up, as you should too, if you have been drinking and hanging out not at home.
Exactly. So, well, Hudson Hawk, that was a movie.
That was a doozy of a movie.
Yeah. Well, I think there's more of that to come. So, until next time, this is Dustin.
This is Seth.
Saying you don't have to be drunk to watch Hudson Hawk, but it doesn't hurt. We will see you next time.